Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and I welcome you to the July 17th, 2025 episode of Free Pod. I'm excited to share the spotlight today with none other than Mr. Tim Connors. Now, let's check out what's going on.
Thank you, Paulette. The Freeport City Council has approved bids and engineering contracts to continue the Westward Water Main expansion to provide city water to existing buildings on West Stevenson Street that are within city limits but do not yet have the capability to connect to city water. This includes 11 residential units, one commercial unit, an agricultural hydroponic school at Highland Community College, and two farm fields, one of which is owned by the Freeport School District. All are within city limits. The city is responsible for supplying water and wastewater services to residents and businesses, no matter the location, within city limits, as the city's infrastructure is the responsibility of the city. At this time, the closest water main to the furthest west organization is approximately 2,100 feet away. This creates a dangerous situation for fire suppression. This project would help to install 7 total fire hydrants and provide sufficient volume and flow for occupied structures. It would also fix a 25-year gap of fire suppression in this corridor. The city also confirmed that Freeport has received a clean, unmodified audit opinion, which is the highest opinion that can be used. The services of Lauterbach and Amon were contracted for the audit, which is required by Illinois statutes and follows generally accepted accounting principles.
The city is also reminding residents that roadwork continues on Carroll Avenue, Cleveland Street, and Blackhawk Avenue, and has also begun near the intersection of Stevenson Street and Park Boulevard. More work is scheduled and will be reported as those projects begin. In addition, Phase 4, which is the last phase of the lead service line replacement program, is about to get underway with approximately 400 homes on the list for completion. This project will also create road detours. As a reminder, construction areas are reopened at the end of each day so that residents in these areas are able to pull in and out of their driveways during construction. Delays may occur, and it may sometimes take longer to maneuver in those areas. Signage gives crews the proper space and safety to work, and ignoring them could result in injury, project problems, and more. Please pay attention to and obey signs for everyone's safety.
In other city news, remember that the City of Freeport is hosting an electronic recycling event this Saturday, July 19th at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Freeport residents can bring up to 3 items with monitors. This includes TVs, laptops, computer screens, and smartphones. Other accepted items within any limit include keyboards, computer towers, speakers, printers, and fax or copy machines. Appliances will not be accepted. This recycling event is only for Freeport residents, and attendees will be required to present a Freeport ID before dropping off their items. This collection is another step toward ensuring the community is free of illegal dumping, and the city appreciates all who participate in accomplishing that objective.
Highland Community College has announced that Trustee Sean Bolt has been elected Vice President of the Illinois Community College Trustees Association. This statewide organization represents all 48 community college districts and more than 400,000 students across Illinois. His election took place during the ICCTA's annual convention held in early June in Bloomington, Illinois. Bolt's election to this prominent role continues a strong legacy of leadership and advocacy on behalf of community colleges at both the state and national levels. In his new role, Bolt will support and collaborate with trustees from every Illinois community college. As vice president, he is now in line to serve as the association's president in 2026. In addition to his new role at the Illinois Association, Bolt also serves as Central Region Director of the National Association of Community College Trustees, representing institutions in 10 states and parts of Canada. Congratulations, Sean.
Vehicle owners arrested for driving offenses in Stevenson County outside city limits now can have their cars towed immediately from the scene by sheriff's deputies. A new law took effect in early July, which is costly for those arrested for DUI, driving with a suspended license, and drug and weapons charges, among others. If towed, it would cost owners $350 to get their vehicles back, plus the tow fee and any storage fees the company charges. Offenders can request a hearing to determine if the tow was legally done. Stevenson County Sheriff Steve Stovall said the tow law is long overdue and hopes that it may help deter vehicle owners from driving if they know an arrest could take their vehicle away. Tow costs were previously paid by the Sheriff's Department.
Maybe lions and tigers, but definitely bears. There have been multiple sightings of a black bear in Joe Davies and Carroll counties, and residents are reminded that these are wild animals and can be dangerous. According to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the bear has been seen over several weeks in the area of Mississippi Palisades State Park, and more recently in private land south and east of Galena. People should avoid direct encounters with the bear and check their property for food sources like bird feeders, grills, garbage cans, and dog food. Once a bear finds a food source, it often returns, so prevention is key. Bears should never be proactively fed or approached, and if encountered, folks should give the animal space and back away slowly and quietly. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has more information on their website about how to live responsibly with bears, and bear sightings in Illinois can be reported online.
The Freeport Park District is hosting their annual Pool-a-palooza this Saturday, July 19th, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at the Reed Park Family Aquatic Center. There will be music, games, and prizes to celebrate summer for everyone in the family. Admission fees and rules apply, and participants 12 years and younger must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian.
The Northwest Illinois Audubon Society invites the public to join them in a fun, free, family-friendly afternoon to enjoy the many butterflies found at the Elkhorn Creek Biodiversity Preserve next Saturday, July 26th, from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m., with tours on the hour from 1 o'clock to 4. Attendees can join guided butterfly tours or look on their own for the many winged beauties with colorful names such as Buckeye, Great Fritillary, Coral Hairstreak, Milbert's Tortoiseshell, Peck Skipper, Red Spotted Purple, and American Snout. To date, 38 species of butterflies and skippers have been documented at the preserve. Illinois Butterflies and Moth Pocket Guides will be distributed at no charge while supplies last. A shady rest area with chairs, restrooms, cold beverages, snacks, and information about pollinators will be available. The preserve is located about 3 miles southwest of Forreston, in the southeast corner of West Grove and Freeport Roads, with the parking off West Grove Road. If the weather is questionable, call Mary Blackmore at 815-938-3204 no later than 10 o'clock a.m. on July 26th for updates.
The 21st Regional Juried Exhibition at the Freeport Art Museum that opened in May will be closing after this Saturday, July 19th. The annual exhibit features 40 works selected from over 230 Midwest submissions from both emerging and established artists working in a variety of contemporary styles and media. The museum is open until 5 o'clock today, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow, and noon to 5 o'clock on Saturday, and is located at 121 North Harlem Avenue in Freeport.
German Valley will host its 50th anniversary of German Valley Days beginning tomorrow, Friday, July 18th, and continuing through Sunday. Activities and events include 5K and 10K runs, a wiffle ball tournament, and a performance by Braden and Bailey Fayok Saturday night, as well as fireworks at Lake Balto. To get around the community, the popular German Valley Historic Trolley Tour is back for a third year with a real trolley to tour you through German Valley. Tour times Saturday morning are 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30, and tickets are $5 per person for this journey through time with fascinating stories and updated local history. The German Valley Museum also proudly presents artwork by talented children and adults from German Valley and the surrounding area. Tomorrow, July 18th, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., and Saturday, July 19th, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. at the German Valley Museum Complex. Admission is free, although donations are appreciated. For more information, head to www.germanvalleydays.com.
Representatives for FreePod were happy to visit with the many people that stopped at our table last Saturday at the Stevenson County Farmers Market. Our visitors were eager to learn more about FreePod as a good source for what's happening in the area, what's available for their kids, and how to become an engaged member of the community. Lots of new listeners learned how to sign on, while current listeners talked with us about what they like. Most weeks, we ask if you'll consider a donation to FreePod. But one of the best things you can do for FreePod is to spread the word about us. Too many people still don't know we exist. And when you tell them about FreePod, please get out your phone and show them how to find us on our website, the website of our NPR partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, or a podcast platform that they like. We find it helps lots of folks to have someone walk them through the process of finding our podcast and scripts. We love hearing from our listeners, so send us your thoughts about how we can grow. Thank you all, both current and new listeners.
In the week ahead, we're looking forward to the Highland Community College Big Band conducted by Bill Peterson, performing tonight at 6:30 as part of Music on Debate Square concert series. The music starts at 6:30 p.m. in Debate Square, located between the Freeport Public Library and the Union Dairy. The show lasts about an hour and is free, but donations are accepted and appreciated. Bring a lawn chair and arrive early to get a good spot. If you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by the Freeport Phantoms Football and Cheer Squad. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. to serve brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. If you're hungry and feeling peachy keen on Saturday, grab a 25-pound box of Freestone peaches for just $55 at the Indian River Direct Super Sweets Peach Truckload Sale at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds from 10 o'clock to 11:30 a.m. Boxes typically contain 40 to 60 peaches, depending on size. You can also still get in on FHN's Healthy Heart Hustle 5K on Saturday for some healthy heart fun that will help raise funds to support the FHN Cardiopulmonary Department. Registration for the timed race and a one-mile victory lap for alumni kids and families starts at 7 o'clock a.m. at the FHN Family Healthcare Center at Burchard Hills. For more information, visit the FHN website at www.fhn.org. On Sunday, July 20th, don't miss the Music Under the Stars concert by the Freeport Concert Band at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Koenig Amphitheater in Crape Park. This week's performance will be conducted by Scott Stitch, Michelle Stubbe will be this week's vocalist, and Terry Flanagan will be featured on trumpet. Then on Monday, July 21st, come to the Freeport Public Library at 6:30 p.m. for a free armchair tour through the heyday of Illinois, small towns, when the culture of Main Street was the culture of America. Presenter John Lynn has visited and photographed all 2,400 of the small towns and villages on the Illinois State Roadmap. Listen to some great stories, see pictures of far-flung Illinois, and enjoy a cool space at the library on a hot July evening. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's Alan Wenzel Experience as he interviews Kate Boyer, Executive Manager for the Stevenson County Fair. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime. Next Tuesday on the Alan Wenzel Experience, he interviews Highland Community College President Chris Kaberski and Highland Chief Executive Officer Rich Haight about plans for the 2025-2026 school year. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, July 22nd, and be available to listen to then or at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. Hey, if you're still feeling peachy keen or you're chasing an American stout butterfly, keep going for it because our time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform. For more about what's happening in Freeport, thank you for listening. For Paulette Williams Thomas, me, Timmy C. Have a great week. This has been FreePod.